Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with the USDA report for the last week of the year. Well, the FSA offices around the country have held their county committee elections here in December. They've canvassed the ballots. In Audubon County, John Meislin was elected to serve a three-year term that begins January 1st. And Brent Bauer will serve as first alternate for Local Administrative Area 3, which includes Lincoln, Cameron, Biola, and Melville townships. In Cass County, Raylan Barkley was elected to serve a three-year term beginning January 1, and Darcy Swanky will serve as the first alternate. In both cases, we need to thank Denny Grimm from Audubon here and Jim Waters for their 9 years of service to the county committees in Audubon and Cass County. So, Denny, thank you very much from the staff here at Audubon County, and Jim, thank you very much for your 9 years of service from the Cass County office. Nationwide, there are nearly 7,700 members who serve on FSA county committees, and these producers apply their knowledge and judgment to help FSA make the important decisions on the commodity support programs, conservation programs, indemnity and disaster emergency programs, and all eligibility determinations for program payments. So they serve a very important role in the FSA structure. With the first of the year here, the 1099s will be coming out. They will be mailed from Kansas City for the 2015 year payments. And they will be issued to those producers who have received payments in excess of $600. So if you did not get payments for $600 or more, you will not be receiving a 1099, and you need to govern yourselves accordingly when you do your taxes. This includes producers, whether you're a farmer in one county or if you're in multiple counties. So remember, $600 and over, you will get a 1099, $600 and less. You will not. If you have questions about your 1099s after you receive them, be sure to contact your FSA office. Market loans. This is the old ceiling grain program as we know it. The interest in market loans has increased significantly for the 2015 crop, no doubt due to the prices that we have nowadays. As a reminder, if you do CO grain, remember that maintaining that quality is always you, the producer's, responsibility. And with the recent snowstorms that we've had, it would be a good idea to regularly check those grain bins for snow which may have blown in. You know, grain bins are ideally designed to hold a level volume of grain, so when the bins are overfilled and heaped up, the airflow is hindered and the chance of spoilage increases. Another reminder with market loans is that if the grain is sealed, it must be paid for before you move it out to a buyer, or you need to get a marketing authorization from the FSA office prior to the delivery. If this does not happen, then movement of that grain as such constitutes unauthorized disposition and results in a violation. And violations can result in the county committee calling the loan or a penalty based upon the quantity disposed of, or both, and the producer's name being put on a list of violations for 2 years. So don't let this happen to you. Always contact your FSA office for additional information if you're uncertain about moving your grain out. Appointments. Do you need a way to save time and make maximum use of your time? Well, we suggest that you make appointments for any of your business needs here at the FSA. To ensure the maximum use of your time and that you are afforded our full attention, we ask that you please call ahead of your visit and set that appointment. We can also discuss with you any records or documentation that you may need to bring with you prior to your arrival here for your appointment. Annually, we need to make this notification to foreign buyers. The annual or Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act, or a FIDA, requires that all foreign owners of U.S. ag land to report their holdings to the Secretary of Agriculture and Farm Service Agency administers this program for the Secretary and USDA. All individuals who are not U.S. citizens and have purchased or sold ag land in the county are required to report the transaction to FSA within 90 days of the sale's closing date. And failure to submit the AFIDA form FSA 153 could result in civil penalties up to 25% of the fair market value of that property. In addition, county government offices, realtors, attorneys, and any others involved in real estate transactions are reminded to notify foreign investors of these reporting requirements. CRP. FSA is currently accepting offers to enroll eligible land into the CRP program through a general sign-up. The start date for these offers, if accepted, will be October 1st of 2016, so you will be cropping those acres for next year. If you have interest in offering some of the acres into CRP, the deadline for this sign-up is February 26th. After that date, offers will then be evaluated at the national level, and producers will be notified if their offer has been accepted. We ask that you contact our office to make an appointment if you would like to discuss CRP. And as always, the continuous enrollment is ongoing, so this is available each and every day. And this includes practices such as those waterways and grass filter strips along the streams. I do want to make producers aware that the 2014 Farm Bill capped the maximum number of acres to be enrolled in CRP at 24 million acres. Currently, we are very close to that number of acres, so if you are interested in offering any land into CRP, now is the time to get started, and it is very possible the door could close on the availability of acres for CRP here in the future. We've received no word of that confirming it, but we know that that is the law, and when that happens, we will be notified that we are unable to take any more applications. One final reminder, and we're running into this all the time, if you have any unreported changes of your address or zip code or incorrect name or business name or where you do your banking at, this needs to be reported to your administrative FSA office as soon as you know that there is a change. This includes also a change to your those direct deposits for your payments. This happens more frequently than it should, and it is happening several times here this month of December as payments are being made to producers. As with any change to your business structure or operation, keeping those who you do business with is an important item that needs your constant attention. Producers participating in FSA as well as any NRCS programs are required to timely report their changes to their farming operation also to the county committee in writing and update their CCC 902 farm operating plan of operation. So in closing this week, I would like to just remind producers that if you have any questions, our phone number here in Audubon is 712-563-4261 extension 2. Cass County, the number 712-243-1377 extension 2. Remember that the FSA offices will be closed tomorrow, Friday, for New Year's Day, and will be open back up next Monday. Also, listen to this station for any weather closures that might happen due to a significant amount of snowfall that we might receive. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with the USDA Report. Hope you have a great week, and Happy New Year.